I'm joined by the Syria analyst Asher Berman, blogger and author of Syria Survey. Asher, the rebels look to have taken or at least entered the Taftanas airbase. Give us an idea of the significance of the base.
Taftanas, it's a relatively small helicopter airbase, but it's the only helicopter airbase in Idlib province, and it's the only remaining airbase in Idlib province. It's significant that the rebels have the power to do this. It took them maybe a week to get inside the base and maybe take it today. So it's a sign the rebels are getting gradually stronger and stronger and able to take more and more powerful regime positions. But it's not going to end the regime's ability to hold what they still hold in Idlib province. It's not going to stop the bombing of villages across Idlib province, because the regime can still do that from air bases in Aleppo and Hama. So it's not going to lead to a sudden collapse of the regime in Idlib province, but just the rebels will slowly, this is a war of attrition, the rebels are slowly gaining more and more ground. And it shows that over time they will, I think, take the remaining regime positions in Idlib.
Is it your understanding they've seized the base now, and if they have, can they hold on to it?
So they're definitely inside the base. There doesn't seem to be a lot of resistance coming from inside the base, and it's not a very large area. So I do anticipate them being able to control it in the next day or two, if not today. But the pattern in the past with this sort of thing is once the rebels will seize a position like that, the regime will just bomb it from planes based in other air bases and from artillery. So they probably will not be able to hold it. There might not be that much value in holding it. Their real value is just taking it out of commission, which they are doing.
The video clip from activists appeared to show several of the helicopters there still intact. Is there any prospect of rebels using those helicopters?
When the rebels in Damascus took an airbase last month, there were helicopters still on the base, and there's no sign they're able to actually use them. I'm sure there are former pilots among the rebels, but you have to have the fuel, etc., to operate a helicopter. So I don't see them being able to take it to that level. We've seen them use tanks plenty, especially in Taftanas, to take Taftanas base, but I think using helicopters, just the logistics of that are more complicated.
Now, the Islamist groups, jihadi groups, the Jabhat al-Nusra and Yahya al-Sham, were involved in this fight. What's the significance of their involvement?
The political side of having Islamist groups fight together shows that they're really coalescing into a front. Their leadership knows each other. They work well together. They know how to coordinate effectively. And it's going to cause problems once the fighting against the regime stops. They're really starting to create a true sort of Islamic force as they all kind of unite. That's happening more and more. And we're seeing one of the groups involved in this is the Syrian Islamic Front, which is a new group, new sort of alliance of Islamic groups from across the country, which includes the Ahrar al-Sham brigades, which are very powerful in the north. And it's definitely a worrying sign. To my knowledge, there aren't any of the more secular FSA groups involved in the attack on Taftanas.
The U.S. State Department on Monday said that Syrian rebels in and around Aleppo had managed to ground the Syrian Air Force. Is that your understanding?
I'm not sure if there are still planes taking off around Aleppo, but they are. We know the rebels are right outside the bases, and it's pretty easy to shoot down planes and helicopters when you can get them taking off and landing. So that would not surprise me, but I can't confirm that.
Do you think the rebel held areas are now safe enough to set up some form of shadow government?
That's happening on a local level. There are provincial-wide councils, which are sort of elected by activists. They bring in supplies and stuff and are starting to organize local police forces. And villages have the same thing. Local councils set up in villages across the province. But if a try to national level shadow government try to set up within Syria and the village they were operating in was known, it would get bombed intensely. So that should be a national level shadow government should be established right over the border in Turkey, where it'd be safe from the bombing of Syrian air force, but could still effectively operate with these more local level shadow governments that are already in operation.
What do you think the prospects for that are? Is that an idea that's going to be taken seriously?
The problem so far is that it's always been a sort of a top-down process, either pushed by foreign governments like the U.S. government, pushing exiles, or recent exiles to form the shadow government. But if it happens through these provincial councils, which are already operating, and a lot of them operating in Turkey, if they choose three or four members from each provincial council to serve on a national level body, that'd be a bottom-up process that would have a lot of legitimacy and be connected to all the very local village councils. And I think that could be an effective way to do it, which is what sort of the foreign governments involved in the project, Turkey, the U.S., Europe, should be pushing for, not pushing for these kind of more high-profile councils in the Gulf region.
How do you see the conflict going over the next few months?
It's going to be as it's been. It's a war of attrition, so it'll be a very slow, gradual wearing down of the regime. And the rebels will keep getting stronger, but what we're starting to see is they're going to just inherit a country that's been reduced to rubble in a lot of areas. One of the big problems, not only are the Islamists more effective fighters, but they're starting to get involved in the relief networks, bringing in their own supplies of flour and et cetera. It'd be very important that the more secular councils be given the resources to ensure that at least the Syrians still in Syria can eat. If the Islamists are better fighters and are also better at supplying for the caring for the basic needs of Syrians, they could very easily win out long term.
Okay, Asha. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.